Okay, let's do our announcements for tonight. First announcement, of course, is the book, The Organic Gospel. We're still telling you about The Organic Gospel, a book written by myself and Maisha Hunter. The Organic Gospel. The notes on the back of the book say, what if the purpose of the scriptures is not to have you focused on doing the will of God, but on becoming the will of God? What we mean by that is Christ forming in you. Christ is the will of God. Christ manifests the will of God. For you to become the will of God, you have to go through what the Bible talks about in Galatians chapter 4, birth pains until Christ be formed in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's all about Jesus Christ and his nature in covenant with you. So God's will can be done through you. So it's not about doing the will of God, but becoming the will of God by allowing Christ to form in you. What if God desires to have his word sown as seed in your heart so that the very nature of his son, Jesus Christ, is conceived in you? These are notes off of the back of the book. What if the objective of salvation is for this conceived nature to grow out of you, transforming you into the image of Christ by the Holy Spirit? What if everything in the world's system, including religion, is designed to stop this process from occurring in your life? What if the time is fast approaching when God's manifested sons will be revealed to the world and you have not sanctified yourself so that this seed sown can mature to full stature within you? What if I am right and you never come to understand that the very essence of the gospel of Jesus Christ is organic? The Organic Gospel. Get a copy. It will help you. We promoted the book over the internet for the last week. It's amazing how many people just begin to call it a cult book, a heretical book. Even a Seventh-day Adventist tuned in talking about it's of the devil. So you can see now, understand this, when you present something from the Word of God, I mean, people are analyzing the book, having never read it and having no idea what it's about. And yet, theoretically, given some kind of analysis about it and trying to tell folks about what it is and what you should be looking for, having never understood it, never read it, having no idea what they're talking about. The Organic Gospel is based on the fact that the Bible is organic from Genesis to Revelation. It's a seed sown, germinated, and then manifested. This is an organic, living way. The Bible calls our life in Christ a new and living way. This is a revelation we believe you'll see will help you. And of course, whenever you do anything concerning the Word of God that's not founded in religion and you're trying to help some people grow in grace, you're going to get two extremes. You're going to get the religious people who have no idea what the gospel is about, who have just gone to church and have not really been born again. And then you'll get the Christians that will be able to see it, examine it, and grow. So while you're talking to the body of Christ and the born again people, the religious people will begin to stone you to death. That's normal. Jesus didn't have everybody following him. Jesus parted the sea. In other words, they went to the left and right. They departed from him and they came to him. The gospel is like that. It draws and drives you based on the degree of repentance that's been wrought in your life. So it's not about having people understand this and like it and want it. It's about getting to the people that can see it so you can digest it. First of all, ingest it, digest it, and let it help you. All the while we're doing that, it'll be the religious people throwing stones, cursing us, praying against us, calling us heretics and cult members, and we're the devil. Remember, they even told Jesus, you cast out devils by the power of the devil. So you can't get away from religious people. They'll be everywhere, always screaming at you and yelling at you until they're finally born again and they can get the revelation of Jesus Christ. Get a copy of The Organic Gospel. Available at www.theorganicgospel.net. Don't pay any attention to the prices on amazon.com. That's the devil using people to jack the price of the book up. I think it's like $2,000 on Amazon.com, when in fact it's just $13.95. Go to www.theorganicgospel.net. Get a copy. Read it. Understand it. 131 pages. It's not hard to read. Not hard to understand. It's all based on the scripture. It's written in the format of scripture quoted and then scripture explained. So it's scripturally based. It's all about the Bible. There's no other source for revelation but the Bible. So the Bible explained is done by teaching. The Bible proclaimed is done by preaching. So proclamations are evangelistic. It gets people saved. But explanations are for those that are saved that want to understand God. Proclamations to save, explanations to grow. This is so simple. You'd have to try to mess it up. Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder can see this. The Organic Gospel, www.theorganicgospel.net. Get a copy. It will help you. Next thing, prayer line. Every night, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the prayer line. The prayer line is designed for intercession, for prayer, for entreating God for other people's lives, and to get your own needs met as you stand together with others of a like precious faith to pray about things that are very important to you. Family members being saved, loved ones being saved, spouses being saved. It's about prayer. It's about binding the devil, praying for the government, praying for the manifestation of the body of Christ, praying for Christians to break through, praying for Christians to be delivered. The prayer line every night, 7 days a week, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That number is 641-715-3670. 641-715-3670. The prayer line. Get on the prayer line. Pray through to a breakthrough. 641-715-3670. And the access code is 409-367. 409-367. Again, 641-715-3670. And the access code is 409-367. The prayer line, get on tonight following this message. We'll be through around 9 o'clock. You can go right to the prayer line and join those who will be there in prayer every night, Monday through Sunday night, the prayer line. Next thing, Dunamis Tabernacle. Of course, I have on my Dunamis Tabernacle shirt here. You see that? Dunamis Tabernacle. These are available on the internet also, Dunamis Tabernacle shirts for the Dunamis Tabernacle. But Dunamis Tabernacle is a new church order designed to confront a new world order. What do we need? Reordering of the church. We need the church to return to the New Testament paradigm. Elders governing the church to teach people and bring them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord, using the word of God as a tool, anointed by the Holy Ghost, to discipline you. The Bible talks about edification, exhortation, and comfort. It's all about instruction now and teaching the body of Christ the protocol of heaven. Heaven has a protocol. God has order. God has a kingdom. We have to learn kingdom ways, the mind of God, the mind of Christ. We have to be transformed to interact with God. Dunamis Tabernacle is designed to create an atmosphere of learning, also of fellowship, praise, worship, prayer, and interaction with others who are like you, trying to get to where you're going. God knows we fight all week long with folks that are not saved and are trying to hinder us. So what about getting with some folks that want to be saved, trying to get to heaven like you? Dunamis Tabernacle is designed and it will be functioning to help the community, help people with practical needs like child care, transition people from prison into the society again, help people. It's all about helping people. Pure religion is to help the poor, feed them, care for them, and to take care of the widows, the elderly widows. Pure religion is practical. It helps people. This is what we want to be about. God knows we've been preached to death. You've been preached to all your life. Your mama preached to you. Your daddy preached to you. Your teacher in school preached to you. The preacher in church preached to you. Everybody's preaching to you. You went to court and the judge preached to you. I mean, the policeman pulled you over on the side of the road. He preached to you. Everybody's preaching to you. But hey, can anybody do a practical thing? Can anybody help somebody? We've been preached to death. Everybody wants to start getting on the internet and preaching and teaching and preaching. But what about the person over there starving to death? Dunamis Tabernacle is designed to do practical things. The body of Christ brought together to do the works of the ministry. We want to train people to be able to do the works of the ministry, not sitting around in theater style seating, listening to messages forever, but putting what you were taught into practice. You have to practice what you preach. Everybody wants to talk. Folks are sick of folks talking. I'm on here talking. I'm sick of talking. It's time to bring the body together to do a real work for God in a practical way. Dunamis Tabernacle, support it. $92,000 in the building fund now. We started off last year around this time with $36,000 in the building fund. Now it's $92,000 in the building fund, and it's funded by basically 50 people. 50 people have been sacrificing for a year now to raise $92,000. That's amazing. When the vast majority of people that listen to this, they don't support at all. But those faithful 50 or 60 people have been doing whatever is necessary to raise these funds. And we appreciate you. We pray for you. And we hope others will begin to enlist in the effort as we begin to see a new church paradigm come into fruition. Everybody knows this church stuff is just useless. This is why we put something like the Organic Gospel together to teach the body of Christ. And you get religious people yelling at you and cursing you without even reading the book. Some of you have already experienced it. You've been to the website and you've seen the comments. You see how people react and respond without even knowing what they're talking about yet? Proverbs 18:13 says, "He that answers a matter before he hears it, it is a folly and a shame to him." To answer and talk about something you know nothing about makes you look like a fool. And we don't call people fools because God said, Jesus said, don't call people fools. But you act like a fool when you begin to discuss any kind of intellectual data without any basis of understanding it. Don't do that. It's a shame and a folly to you, according to the Bible, Proverbs 18:13. One person said, it can't be folly to me if I'm talking about heretical teaching. How do you know it's heretical teaching? Have you read it? Have you examined it? You don't know what it is. This is the idiocy that will come upon you when you're religiously bound, when you're in religion. Because what happens is this. You become proud and you seal yourself up under religious indoctrination and nobody can tell you anything. Never get to a place where you're not teachable and no one can tell you anything. Keep your mind open, stay pliable, discern all things, hold fast to that which is true, but don't become stoically set up in pride where you're not accessible by God to learn something because God is eternal. You'll never get to the end of God. God can tell you something new every 5 seconds because his mind is just that expansive. So never get to a place where you believe you've got it and you know it all. The Bible is a broad-based book full of the mind of God, and the Holy Ghost has to revelate it to us because you just can't read it. It has to be revealed to you. So don't let your mind get sealed up in pride and end up lost trying to talk about things you really don't understand. All right, so that's Dunamis Tabernacle. Support it financially. Help us. We're at $92,000 in the building fund. The goal is $1 million. So we're close to the first 10%, $100,000. So let's pick it up. Let's go. If everybody here was to support this for 3 months, we'd be finished with this. You know, we're talking about 2,000 people that will hear this week. The Sunday broadcast, 1,300, 1,500 people. MP3 broadcast, another 800 people or so, 2,000 people a week. along with the 6,500 people on the Facebook group. Massive amounts of people available, but most of you stay dormant, and you've been trained to be a spectator. Break the shackles of a spectating mind off of you and get involved and help the others do the heavy lifting. We need some closers now, people who will close the deal and not just sit back and look. I mean, you can't stay in fear forever. At some point, you got to step out of that cocoon and fly away as a butterfly. Get involved. We're here to launch, seek and destroy the enemy and bring some people out of a prison camp. These people are held prisoners of war, and we've got to liberate them. Let's become liberators. Let's become deliverers. Help us help them. Help yourself by getting involved in a spiritual war. Support Dunamis Tabernacle. You can do that at www.omegaministries.org. www.omegaministries.org. That's one word, omegaministries.org. Click on support, then donate. www.omegaministries.org. Click on support, then donate. Don't let these 50 or 60 people carry the load. If you've never given anything and you consistently listen to this, you need to examine yourself to find out what it is that's hanging you up. If you consistently listen to this, you've been listening to it for years, and you never do anything, there's something missing somewhere in your Christian experience. That's impossible to feed off of something and to just glean information and grow off of it and never support the food source. That's not normal, and you can't make it normal because it's not. Help Dunamis Tabernacle be raised up. I'm not here to be some kind of a priest in the temple. As a matter of fact, I plan on moving out to do some other things once we get established and begin to evangelize and move around the globe to run evangelistic outreaches. So, you know, it won't be one of these things where somebody's sitting up in some kind of a throne in the middle of the pulpit looking like the king of Siam in the church. We're through with that stupid junk. We're through with some guy being a personality figure. We're through with the pimp preaching. We're through with all that junk most of us have been raised in, so the body of Christ can become proactively engaged in this warfare and get in it to win it. It's time to change the whole church paradigm, a new church order to deal with a new world order. Dunamis Tabernacle, www.omegaministries.org. Click on support, then donate. Last thing, the conference is coming like a freight train now. June 1st through June 4th, Hammock Beach Resort down in Florida, Palm Coast, Florida, which is 28 miles north of Daytona Beach. 28 miles north of Daytona Beach, Hammock Beach Resort. That's spelled H-A-M-M-O-C-K if you want to look it up on the internet. Hammock Beach Resort. 28 miles north of Daytona Beach, Florida, Palm Coast, Florida, the Soldiers of Light Beach Edition Conference, June 1st through June 4th. That's Thursday through Sunday. Go in tomorrow. Throw your leave request on your boss's desk. I'm just kidding. Tell your boss that, hey, I'm taking off June 4th, 1st through June 4th. Don't ask him. Tell him you've got to be off, because if you ask him, they're going to say no. Tell them you've got to be off June 1st through June 4th. It's imperative. I'm going out of town. June 1st through June 4th, that's Thursday through Sunday, down at one of the most beautiful resorts in Florida for the four-day conference. We'll be coming in there heavy Thursday for a reception and welcome service that night, followed by a brunch and some welcome food. You know, we always eat a small meal when we come in. Then we're having a service Friday morning, Saturday morning, and Sunday morning, where the afternoon's free. As a matter of fact, Saturday afternoon will be a oceanside cookout, which will be around. We're right on the Atlantic Ocean, right there on sandy white beaches, golf course, tennis course, tennis courts. What else is down there? Four or five pools, I believe, with sliding boards and all kinds of water park facilities on the resort. And they got a lazy river. You can get on a little floating raft and go down the lazy river and It's just a lot of stuff to do. Health facilities, health spas. If you want to go and take a spa day, your ladies will have spa days there. And it's just a getaway. It's time to not only worship the Lord and be trained in the things of God, but also refresh yourself and get a reprieve from the daily drudgery of life. Take some time off to recreate yourself. You know, recreation is really recreation. You got to take some time down, some downtime. Sometimes you got to leave your kids with in-laws and get away for 3 or 4 days to recharge your batteries. Come on down, Soldiers of Light Beach Edition Conference, Hammock Beach Resort, June 1st through June 4th. Registration is open right now at www.omegaministries.org. www.omegaministries.org. Reservation is open. First page you'll see when you log on is the conference page. It'll be a little button on the bottom right hand side. You say click here to register or whatever, and you go through the process of registration, which will lead you right into the process of making your reservation. To reserve your room, you just pay for 1 day, and that'll cover your reservation for that day. And these are suites that are available down there. They're 2, 3, and 4 bedroom suites, so therefore you can have roommates to offset the cost of the suite. And you can basically pay, if it's 3 people in a 3-bedroom suite, I think it would be averaging something like per day, something around probably $60 a day, $70 a day, something like that. I'm not really sure, but it's splitting up a price of like $250 by 3 people, so maybe $80 a day for from Thursday to Friday, Friday to Saturday, Saturday to Sunday. That's 4 days, 3 nights. So you got, that's for 3 days, you know, Thursday to Friday, Friday to Saturday to Sunday. We leave Sunday afternoon after the Sunday morning service. So, you know, that's split in parts because you'll have roommates available in these suites. So look at the whole program. Just like we did in Destin, we did the same type thing down in Destin, Florida a couple of years ago. But this is a nice resort. It's going to be hot down there in June. You know that. So come down there, get in the pool, go into the ocean, hang around, have a good time, and then get some good word and some praise and worship in. Hammock Beach Resort, June 1st through June 4th, Soldiers of Light Conference. Come on down. Register now. www.omegaministries.org. Follow the registration process and then register for your room. Check with other folks that you want to stay with. Don't stay with people you don't want to stay with. Stay with people you like and share a suite with them. Now, sometimes it's good to meet some new people too. Sometimes you might want to meet some new folks. So do what you do. Come on down. Registration available now. It's March 15th. So you're talking about, oh man, it's about two months or so. Right in the middle of May, May 15th. That'll be 15 days out from the conference. So you want to be squared away by then. Travel arrangements made and ready to roll by way before May 15th. So it's good to get all this done by the end of April. So you get all your plans together, get all your connections made, make arrangements for your kids if they're not coming, and just come on down. It's $170 for registration. That covers all your meals. Hospitality suite will be stocked with food and beverages for the times you're not eating. The meals with us, you can go up there and snack away. Don't eat too much because you don't want to get fat on your vacation. And just enjoy yourself. So $170, think about this now. From Thursday through Sunday, it's covering your meals. Nobody's going to eat every day for $170 on vacation. If you ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner on vacation, you probably average one person somewhere between $80 to $90 a day. So you'd be talking about probably somewhere around $300 just to eat on vacation. So that $170 is covering your food and the fees for the conference space. These conference rooms cost money, but we can offset the expenses of the conference room by buying food from the resort. They will throw in the rooms for us to have the meetings in. That's how we try to beat the cost of a lot of things, by incorporating a lot of benefits in the packages. It's all logical. It's all got methodology behind what appears to be madness. Come on down. Join us. Soldiers of Light Beach Edition, June 1st through June 4th. I think you'll enjoy yourself. It's always a good time had by all. All right. Let's get into the word for tonight. Tonight we're talking about laser focused. We've got to stay laser focused in this in order to make it through this, because these times are very trying, and it's a billion things vying for your affections and trying to get you to take notice of them. So you got to get your mind laser focused on only that which is necessary to make it, because it is a challenge. It is a warfare launched against everybody's mind trying to distract us away from what we need to do. We're talking about being laser focused. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time of sharing. God, give us the mind of the learned so we can understand your word, walk therein, be changed thereby into the image of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we might have fellowship with him through you, God, coming to you via the Holy Ghost. We want to walk this thing out. We want the Son formed in us. We want the Holy Ghost to fill us so we can get in contact with the Father by the Spirit. God, this thing is logical. It's reasonable. It's evidently the plan of God that you've given us a way out of here. Not only saving us, but giving us a transformation of the mind, being renewed in the spirit of our mind, according to Ephesians chapter 4, that we can interact with you. It's not enough just to save us. You want to communicate with us. God, restore us, deliver us, change us, cast down imaginations from us, move us, an exodus of the mind, moving it from the world into the spirit that we can understand you. The carnal mind was our enemy. We want a spiritual mind to be your friend. God, cast down the devil, bind the devil, bind his images, bind his projections, bind his telepathic power, and set us free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We're talking about being laser focused tonight. One sip of cranberry juice, grape cranberry juice here. Refreshing. All right. Laser focused. Laser focused. Let's take a look at a definition of a laser. What is a laser? What does a laser do? A laser. A laser is a device that generates an intense beam of coherent monochromatic light or other electromagnetic radiation by stimulated emission of photons from excited atoms or molecules. Lasers are used in drilling and cutting, alignment and guidance, and in surgery. The optical properties are exploited in holography. You know, holographs, where they make holographs. They use lasers to make holographs. They're exploited in holography, reading barcodes. They read barcodes of lasers. And in recording and playing compact discs. So, you know, you got lasers that can actually play your discs when you're playing music. These are things that lasers do. Lasers are pinpoint. Lasers are accurate. They use lasers to measure things because laser measurements are so accurate that they can take precise measurements using lasers. So all these things are significant as far as lasers are concerned. Lasers are precise. Lasers are very measured and accurate. And they'll hit the nail on the head. Lasers. So we're talking about being laser focused. Some guns, you see, with laser scopes, you'll see them project a laser on the target, and the light emitted will shine a narrow beam of light on a target, allowing the marksman to focus and to direct his aim precisely on the target. So a laser sight will actually put a beam of light on your target for you, so you'll have a precise aim and know exactly where you're targeting your munitions when you're trying to fire a weapon. So laser focus. We want to be zeroed in. We don't want to miss the target. We want to hit what we're aiming at. Laser focus. You want to stay laser focused on the target. You don't want the devil to distract you. You don't want him to throw you off. You don't want to shake when you're about to do what you're doing, because you'll miss target and you'll not hit the target when you shake and shaking. You're scary and you're fearful and you're trembling. You can't aim and fire a weapon when you're trembling and shaking up. So fear has to be eliminated in this. You can't hit the target when you're fearful. You can't hit the target when you're shook up by everything that comes along. A lot of us are just too scary. We're too fearful in this. The gospel preached to a lot of you makes you afraid. Right now, you tune into these broadcasts on Wednesday night and Sunday, and you don't do anything because you're afraid. You'll listen. You'll sit there and listen, and you'll talk. You know, it's like a person that's a big talker but won't do anything. Bluff, calling and bluffing all the time and talking about what you're going to do and how you better not say anything to me. You don't know who you're dealing with and all that kind of stuff. But you don't do anything. What good is that? You're in a fight and you won't fight. You know, you're just talking all day about what you're getting ready to do, and I wish you would come over here. You better not say anything else to me. You don't know who I am. Man, you better step back off of me. And everybody laughing at you. Look, at some point, you got to get engaged in the battle. You've got to step up to the plate. And the devil's not intimidated by folks that talk. The devil's intimidated by folks that do. This thing is not about talking. The apostle said it this way in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I don't come with enticing words of man's wisdom. I come with the demonstration of power, that your faith will stand in the demonstrated power of God and not in a man's wisdom. The Bible talks about this thing is not found in word, but in deed. You've got to get out here and do something for this thing to be validated for you personally. So we've got a lot of talkers in church, and we've got a lot of religious talkers and commentators and spectators and evaluators and people that provide all kinds of analysis about everything, but they won't do anything. It's time to be a doer and not a hearer. The Bible says the doer is blessed in his deed. So what are you doing? I mean, what are you here for? What are you all about? What did God save you for? You don't want to just know what God saved you from. You want to know what God saved you for. I'll say that again. It's not good enough to know what God saved you from. You know how people give a testimony talking about what God saved them from, what they used to be and where they came from and their former lifestyle. Okay, that's good. Now, what did he save you for? What are you going to do? What are you called to do? What are you going to proactively be engaged in? What benefit are you to the body of Christ? How are you helping the cause? What is God using you for? You keep talking about what God saved you from, but what did he save you for? What are you doing? Where are you going? Have you sought God? Have you beseeched God to show you the meaning of life and where you fit into the body of Christ and what you're called to do? Nobody in the body of Christ is here without purpose and meaning. You're supposed to be engaged and involved in what you're called to do. So that's what it's all about. Focused on the mission, focused on your destiny, focused on your call, knowing who you are in Christ and knowing what you're called to do. I mean, a lot of people are appending things to themselves that are not validated by God. What do I mean by that? You know, how many people are calling themselves apostles and prophets now? This apostolic prophetic thing is getting out of hand, because all these folk you see running around talking about their apostles and prophets, you know good and well these folks are not apostles and prophets. How do you know they're not apostles and prophets? The reason you know they're not apostles and prophets is because they're calling themselves apostles and prophets. You don't have to advertise and proclaim what you are if you've got the goods. If you've got the gift, the Bible says your gift will make room for you. These folks printing up business cards, letterheads. They got neon lights outside flashing saying they're an apostle, a prophet. All this stuff about the apostolic and the prophetic. They teach in prophetic seminars. This stuff is basically a bunch of religion. It's just a waste of time. What you need to do is get full of the Holy Ghost and get with God and get involved with what he called you to do. And don't get caught up in another movement. I've been around this thing for 34 years and I've seen a lot of movements come and go. It's always another movement. Now, the latest thing is the apostolic prophetic movement. Before that, it was down there in Pensacola, Florida. Then it was the Toronto Blessing. Then it was the Word of Faith move back in the 70s and 80s. Then it got into the Charismatic movement. Then it was, it's been so many of them. I could go on and on. The Money Cometh to Now move, Money Cometh to Me Now movement with Leroy Thompson. prosperity movement, the healing movement. I mean, it's going on and on and on and on. There's always some kind of a movement. But at some point, stop looking for a movement and just get full of the Holy Ghost and let God use you to save some people for real. All this stuff that you're running around to is basically a waste of time. You got to get anchored. You got to get focused. You got to be disciplined and determined to actually do a fruitful thing for God. And it's all about an internal work done in your heart to change you into the Son, the manifested Son of God, to do a work for God. You got to understand this about God and Him making us like He made us. The Bible says Genesis chapter 1, the first chapter of Genesis, that God made us in His image. It says in Genesis 1:26 that God made man in His image and after His likeness. Then the Bible says, in the image of God made He him, male and female created He them. So you understand now, the Him referred to in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27 is not the body, the physical body. The Him is the spirit that is housed in the body. This is why the Bible breaks it up. Read it for yourself in your study time. Genesis 1, 26 and 27. In the image of God made He him. That's the spirit. Your spirit, man, is in the image of God. Notice now that when He says made He him, there is no gender appended to it. What do I mean by that? You find out later that He placed the Him in a male and female body. So the Him is not referring to the fact that you are a male spirit. See, there is no recognition of a spirit being male or female. But you find out in the spirit world that everybody is called a son of God is always appended to male character traits as we understand them. So when you go to heaven, you won't have a gender. The Bible says, Jesus talking to them, He told them, when you go to heaven, you'll be like the angels. There'll be no male or female in heaven. You won't be gender specific in heaven. You'll be a spirit in a new kind of a body that's not really gender specific. Now, I believe you'll have the characteristic look of what you look like on earth as a woman, but you won't have the reproductive organs and the ability to reproduce with female organs like that anymore. You won't have to defecate or urinate or anything like that anymore, because this body of humiliation will have been turned to dust. From dust it was made, to dust it will return. So the Him being that He's speaking about in Genesis chapter 1 is your spirit. But then He put that spirit in a male and female body. Why do I bring that up? You have to be focused on your responsibility in your assigned gender specific body to succeed with God. I'll say that again. We're talking about being laser focused, right? For you to be laser focused, the first thing you have to be focused on is the fact that you are a male or a female. In other words, you are a spirit man, but you've been placed in a male or female body. So it's no sense in you trying to be a man if you're a woman, or a woman if you're a man, because your body designates the activities that are performed therein. So if you're a spirit, the first focal point, the first laser focus is the fact that you are a spirit being in a male or female body. So you can't go outside of the framework of the genetic design of that body. The gender is specific. What's the problem here? We've got too many men trying to be women and too many women trying to be men. So the focus is off. You can't be laser focused if you don't even know what you are. We won't even get into who you are. You got to first determine what you are. I'm transgender. I'm a man, but I identify as a woman. You know, you got a man out there now that identifies as a 7-year-old kid, and he sleeps in a big crib with a bottle and wears diapers, saying he identifies as being a little baby. And his wife is accepting that. I'm a man, but I identify as a little baby. So now they're telling you that no matter who or what you are, you can identify as something else. I'm a man, but I identify as a pit bull. You see, you can go crazy with this. God is gender specific. He made you a spirit and placed you in a male or female body. There is no third option. There is no transgender. There is no bisexuality. There is no whatever else they can come up with. They're getting to where they got dozens of options now. They got one called pansexual. I don't even know what that is. I mean, they got all these sexual identities now because man is losing his mind. So to be focused, first of all, you have to accept your assigned location as a spirit being. If he placed you, in a man's body, then God wants you to perform the task that are germane to a man's body. The spirit man is not gender specific, but the house you're assigned to is gender specific, and you should conduct yourself accordingly. This must be a pretty good message, because every time the devil tries to choke me and strangle me, he's mad at me. So stop trying to strangle me, devil. Stop. I'm not bothering you, but then again, maybe I am. All right. So we're talking about being laser focused. Laser focused. Let's zero in on this here. Take a look at Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Let's begin at verse 19. Matthew 6, 19. He says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." So he tells us to lay up treasure in heaven. So what's he telling us? He wants our hearts to be where? In heaven. The word for heart there is referring to your mind, your focus. See, where your treasure is, that's where your focus will be. He says in another place, "Set your affections on things above and not on the things in the earth." So you see now, where your treasure is, that determines your laser focus. What are you focusing on? See, if you're focusing on heaven and getting to heaven, then you conduct yourself on earth with a heavenly mind. You ever heard people say you're going to be so heavenly minded you're no earthly good? That is a lie birthed in hell. You can be so earthly minded you're no heavenly good, but you can't be too heavenly minded, because when you're heavenly minded, that's going to make you normal in earth. If your affections are above and your focus is in heaven, then everything you do centrally focuses on getting to heaven. That'll stop you from doing a lot of things that you were doing that were wrong, because I'm trying to get to heaven. I'm setting my affections on things above. I got a treasure in heaven where no moth nor rust can corrupt, and where thieves do not break through to steal. So you want to get your heart focused on the treasure that's not here. He says that the things on earth, moths and rust will corrupt them, and thieves can steal it from you. So you just got a new car, then you got carjacked. You know, anything you got down here is subject to decay, or somebody stealing it, or you losing it or something. You can have anything and lose it. You know, it's the earth. It's this world. It's not a safe place. It's not a place that you can put down weight on it, because it's not it's a temporal place. It's not eternal. So things change down here. I mean, look at your own body. It's getting wrinkled up. Your hair getting gray. You're getting older. You know, things are going to change. Nothing lasts forever. The world is just that way. You came into it, you're going to leave it. You were born, you're going to die. It's just the way it is. You're getting married. Your husband or wife may precede you and die before you. So you were married one day. Now you're not married again. So you got married at 20. You live with your husband a lot of years, and your husband died. So now at 55, you're alone again. See, the marriage was not eternal. The marriage was not permanent because people die. You have to get your mind adjusted to that. You have to realize that these things happen. Life on earth is a peak and valley type of a life. You get ups and downs, happy times, sad times, good times, bad times. It's the way it is. This is what Ecclesiastes is all about. There's nothing new under the sun. There's a season for everything on earth because we're in a volatile, temporal world and things change. One thing you can be assured of today, however it is today, it won't be that way tomorrow. Some of you bought homes. Let's say you bought a home and you were 55 years old and you lived to be 80. Well, you spent 25 years in the home and now you're dead. So the home was not permanent. No matter how you cut it, you can't buy a permanent home on earth. Because if it doesn't leave you, you will leave it. So there's no permanent habitation on earth. Even your physical body, the Bible says, will revert back to dust. So you might as well get your mind away from this place. You might as well focus on something that has more stability than this place. And see, for some reason, people who claim to be Christians are offended by this. You claim to be a Christian and you're offended by heaven. You claim to be a Christian, but you're offended by Christ. You claim to be a Christian, but God the Father is foreign to you. The Holy Spirit is despicable to you. And you're a Christian. We got to get focused on heaven, focused on the destination, and then conduct ourselves accordingly because we are heavenly citizens just passing through the earth. This is the focus you need, a laser focus on heaven so that nothing distracts you from getting there. The devil is doing everything he can to thwart you from getting to heaven, and you can't let him. You got to remain focused. Look at this. He says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So everything in you is going to be focused on where your treasure is. So get a treasure in heaven so your heart is focused on heaven. Jesus is that treasure in heaven. Focus on him. And boy, you will just get away from here. You'll be in a whole nother world, a whole nother zone now, because Jesus is not just something. Jesus is everything. He's not just somebody. He's the only body that you care about. You are looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Now look what he says next. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, if your eye is single, this is laser focus. If your eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. If your eye is focused on one thing, the Bible says Jesus is the light of the world. If my eye is focused just on that light like a laser, my whole body will be full of light. Now, he's not talking about your physical eyes. He's talking about your mind's eye. He's talking about the central focus of your heart. If your mind is focused on Jesus, the Bible says he will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. Now, this is the fight of the devil. This is what the devil's fighting you over. He wants to get your mind off of Jesus. He doesn't want you to meditate on Jesus. How do you meditate on Jesus? You meditate in the word day and night. He wants you to think about something else other than the word of God. He wants you to meditate on problems, people, situations, your crazy boss on your job, your nutty husband, your weird old wife. All this stuff he's trying to get you to focus on, because he doesn't want your mind to be single on in his focus. He does not want you singularly focused on Jesus. And you focus on Jesus through his word. You sing the word, psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. You listen to messages based on the word. You have to know what ministers and ministries preach and teach the word. Not words, the word. The Bible says the ministers in the New Testament ceased not to preach Christ. They were preaching not information, they were preaching a person. When we talk about the organic gospel in mixed company, and I call it mixed company when you got different denominations and different religious systems in the atmosphere, you get all these responses because a lot of people don't know the Bible, haven't been taught the Bible, and what they have been taught from the Bible is some type of heretical teacher that they don't even understand what they're talking about. So they got a misinformed, strange doctrine they believe, and they bring that to the marketplace as if it's real.